people. You know, you want to feel like things are back to normal for a little bit. So, you know, I think as a fan of boxing, it's a bit sobering because as we were talking about last week, you kind of looked to that and hoped maybe that'll be the goal date of when things go back to normal. You know, our president is saying that he wants it to be Easter, everything to be open back up at Easter. You don't want the cure to be worse than the disease. And, you know, when you're seeing things like this, it's kind of hard to believe that you're going to get to that point. So it was just interesting to me because right now, Khabib versus Tony is the biggest thing that's scheduled in the UFC. They are going to go forth and wherever they're going to do it. But Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury is no doubt the biggest thing that they got going on in boxing, even with whoever Canelo is going to fight, Billy Joe Saunders or Triple G, the trilogy. You know, that's not there. They're already saying like, you know, they're punting for the fall on that one. So with reading that, it was a pretty interesting thing as far as like, man, this is where we're at with it, huh? Like we've gotten all the way to the point where we are canceling fights in July. It's a long time down the road, man, but it's understandable with how things have been going, certainly with everything that's been going on with it. The thing that'll be interesting is, and I think the thing that's toughest about it, we were talking about this a little bit with Peter last week, is the training. You know, these guys are trying to, are trying to go about it and get themselves right. But, you know, there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears literally in a boxing gym that these guys are putting forth. And it's absolutely tough when you have to go to this. So right now they're setting the date for October 3rd. You know, we'll see what's what with that. We'll see what's what with getting to Anthony Joshua and his rescheduling of things. But it's going to be a while, man. Everything's kind of just put on pause. We're all just sitting and waiting for this thing to go because like Dana White, Eddie Hearn was one of those guys who was very bold with, going to just try and do business as normal. And you don't get the feeling that's going to get there too much or anytime too soon when it comes to normalcy and the fight game, which is tough, man. Like there's a ton of fights we're looking forward to. Canelo coming back, Teofimo Lopez versus Vasyl Lomachenko. We were talking about George Kambosos getting a chance to get himself in the mix for the winner of that fight. There's a lot of dominoes that fall here and guys who aren't making Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. They're all right. They made $25 million for their last fights a piece. You know, you got guys who are living in one bedroom apartments here in America, trying to just make it. And if they don't fight, they don't get paid. You know, this isn't even like, you know, the NBA or any of those sports where the contracts are guaranteed and you bet your ass that they're not giving any money back to the television network. So they're going to do all they can to finagle and manipulate and mold and craft how they can get those fights to happen or those games to happen rather and be broadcast on television. But with fights, you know, if the fight doesn't happen, the fight doesn't happen. You know, these things are usually done fight by fight. Probably hurts people like DAZN. I mean, I'd imagine, if anybody's feeling it the most, it's got to be DAZN because their whole sports programming, especially in America, was built on boxing and getting people to watch the big fights that you were going to get. You know, you were going to get pay-per-view or premium cable-worthy fighters every single month, probably twice a month. So you're going to get your money's worth. You know, now that they're at this point where it's what fights are there to watch? Are you going to watch just for what, the library of the old Golden Boy stuff? Yeah, not for me, man. I could go find that stuff on YouTube, not for nothing. It's not that hard. So I don't know what they do because people were already wondering about what the future of DAZN was going to be. And they were going to roll out this whole international package and stuff like that. What do you show people? What do you do? ESPN Plus obviously has ESPN money. It has the backing of all that behind it. And ESPN's got documentaries and is going to have UFC seemingly bit of a different, and it's $5 a month. It ain't 20. And again, in these times where people are going to be penny pinching, I think if you don't have relevant content to bring people, what do you have? I think that's going to be the thing that I think separates a lot of the content business. Who has the relevant stuff to bring? You know, who has something new to bring every single day? If you are a radio show host, a podcaster, you have day-to-day life that you could talk about and all that type of stuff. If you're determining, you know, I'm going to spend, you know, another $15 a month on XYZ for a sport that's not coming back till August, or am I going to spend my money on, you know, Netflix, which has Tiger King, which is awesome coming out. You know, these are decisions people are going to make, because look, it's about the only thing you can do right now is sit at home and watch television, or read. Reading's for suckers, though. I'm kidding. I know that people like reading, but yeah, we're at this point right now where and I think part of this probably goes to why Dana White's pushing so hard, but people are pushing are thirsting for content so much. But when your sport is when that's like your bread and butter, and that sport's got, it'd be like, you know, it'd be like if MLB Network wasn't owned by MLB. Like, let's say, let's just call it like the Baseball Network, right? But it wasn't. But their whole model was, we have people tuning in for baseball, subscribing to watch baseball, all that type of stuff. I think DAZN, one of their other sports, is baseball. You could do baseball whip-arounds there. They don't have baseball either. So that's certainly a challenge that they got to deal with, because that was the big appeal, is that you're paying $20 a month, or if maybe you did, could you imagine if you spent the $100 year subscription to DAZN and you got one AJ fight, that's what you paid for. And I know, look, there's other great fighters on DAZN. I like watching Mikey Garcia or Demetrius Andrade, but you know, quite frankly, I was able to watch those guys probably on other networks for just the same, you know, for probably less, because I was probably paying, what, $12, $13 a month for Showtime or HBO or all that. So it's an interesting time, man. That's our Fighter Story for this week, everybody. We love you guys. Hope you're staying safe. I'll be back on Monday morning, of course, 6 to 10 a.m., myself and Leroy. It's been good to be back. We appreciate everybody at 7 Night Ticket and Entercom Miami getting us back up and running. I can't thank the engineering staff enough, and of course our great producers, Dan Day, helping us out this week. We hope to get RTD back soon as well. We love you guys. Everybody stay safe out there. We'll keep it tuned. Of course, follow me on social media at Brendan_Tobin, and we'll be bringing you guys content there every day as well on Twitter, Instagram. Follow Tobin Show. Please subscribe, like on YouTube, Tobin Show. And you guys can get content there as well. So we'll bring that to you. And again, I've said it multiple times already in the last 2 minutes, but stay safe, everybody. Take care of each other as much as you can, but don't be close to one another unless you're like immediate family, all right? Don't be doing that to strangers. Yeah, so that's our show for today, everybody. We will talk to you guys tomorrow, 6 to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, and that's it. Be well, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.